Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 12th, 2014. This is Saturday in the fifth week of Lent. In today's assigned passage from the Daily Office, we get the final few verses of the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. This will conclude our sequential reading of the Gospel of Mark through the season of Lent. We began this back on the Monday after Ash Wednesday. So even though there are still six chapters left in Mark, beginning on Monday, the Daily Office lessons will be more thematic as they help us reflect on the happenings of Holy Week. But today, we conclude the 10th chapter with a wonderful story, the story of Jesus healing another blind man. Only in this instance, we have the blind man's name. His name is Bartimaeus. Now, as I've said before, when Jesus heals the blind in the Gospels, there are a couple of things going on. First of all, the restoration of sight to the blind is one of those manifestations of the kingdom of God present amongst mortals. So when the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the mute speak, the lame leap for joy, all of these are physical symbols and signs of the kingdom of God present amongst humankind. And there's also another thing that's going on too, and that is that the blind see Jesus for who he is, all the while the sighted around Jesus, sometimes including his own disciples, can't see him for who he is. So the restoration of sight to the blind is not only a sign of the coming of the kingdom of God, it's also a prophetic utterance against those folk who think they can see everything clearly. And then, of course, it's a personal miracle for the blind people who are able to see again. So back to Bartimaeus. He's sitting on the side of the road in Jericho. He hears that Jesus is coming by with a crowd following him, and he begins to cry out insistently, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the more the crowd tries to hush him up, the louder Bartimaeus gets, until finally Jesus says, "Bring him to me." Bartimaeus is brought to Jesus. There's an interesting little detail here. Mark says he leaps up and leaves his cloak. Now, that doesn't mean much to us, but it's likely that his cloak, the garment that kept him warm and protected him from rain and those sorts of things, that was probably his most valued possession. And he leaves it behind in the dirt. He leaves his cloak just like Peter and James and John and Andrew had left their nets to follow Jesus. And in fact, Mark doesn't really tell us that Bartimaeus goes back to pick it up again. So he leaves his cloak, he's brought to Jesus. Jesus asks him, "What would you like for me to do for you?" Now, if we were paying attention when we read that, we would recognize that just a few verses ahead in yesterday's reading, Jesus asked James and John, "What would you like for me to do for you?" And you remember what they said? These people in their sighted blindness said, "We want to sit at the best place in the kingdom. Put one of us on your right hand, Jesus, and the other on your left." So I wonder what James and John were thinking when they heard Jesus pose the question to the blind man that he had posed to them and that they had managed to answer so pitifully. Anyway, Jesus says, "What would you have me do for you?" And Bartimaeus says, "That I may see again." And Jesus says, "Go, your faith has made you well." And Mark uses that fabulous word, immediately. Immediately the man sees. And then Mark tells us something else about him. He sees and he doesn't leave. He doesn't go on his way rejoicing. Instead, he follows Jesus in the way. He becomes a follower of Jesus, maybe not an apostle, maybe not a disciple, but in some way or fashion, Bartimaeus becomes a literal follower, following Jesus in the way. So I've often wondered if that means that Bartimaeus follows Jesus from Jericho to Jerusalem, and with his refound vision, if he himself is a witness to the events of Holy Week. That's something for me to ponder on as we begin retelling the story tomorrow of Palm Sunday and all of the events that will culminate with Easter in a week. We have a very stylized way of following Jesus through Holy Week. We call it the way of the cross, following Jesus through his passion. And we've been engaged in a bit of cross-making around here over the last few days. Last Sunday, we made crosses of all sorts and shapes and sizes. And today, a number of us folded palm crosses, crosses out of palm fronds, in preparation for tomorrow's liturgy. We've made crosses, we've folded crosses, and out beside our building in our welcome garden, there are some of those crosses that we made last Sunday that we're inviting any passersby to take and to reflect upon as we all in this community make our way through Holy Week next week. So with all of this cross-making and this cross-folding and this cross-giving away, and all of the cross language that we will hear in this coming week, my prayer is that we will manage to cast aside our cloaks or those things that we value, maybe our time and our energy, maybe our work, that we will cast them aside. Maybe not permanently, like Bartimaeus did with his cloak, but long enough to give ourselves some space, long enough for us to ponder anew, what does it mean to follow Jesus in the way? What does it mean to be along the path that is the path of the cross? What does it mean to be fellow disciples and followers of Jesus in the 21st century? How are we to be witnesses of God's kingdom present, the kingdom that we pray for and the kingdom that is here? How do we see clearly when there are so many things that would blind us to the presence of God in our midst? We have an opportunity. We can take up our crosses, symbolic or metaphorical. We can take those crosses with us and follow Jesus in the way. And a good start is probably tomorrow at Palm Sunday. So I'm going to be thinking a lot this week about what it means to follow Jesus in the way. And I'll be thinking a lot about Bartimaeus. And I'll be asking God to give me some clear sight. And maybe if Jesus asks me, what would you want me to do for you? Maybe I'll have enough wisdom to answer like Bartimaeus, that I might see you again, Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hardwood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen.